Here I am to worship. We're looking at some of the original words used in Hebrew to describe praise. And today's word I want to encourage us with is Barak. The word Barak means to bow down in reverence, in adoration, and to speak a blessing. We see this in the natural when people bow down before kings or before false gods. But I want to share where this original word is used in the Bible. Not only is it used for people with people or with us towards God, but did you know that God was the originator and He baraked us from the beginning? In Genesis 5 verse 2, it says, He created them male and female, and He blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created. Can you imagine God Almighty creating us and then choosing to barak us, to kneel before us and speak a blessing like a father would over a child? Again, over Abraham, He comes and He baraks Abraham. In Genesis 22 verse 17, the Lord spoke to Abraham about the blessing of God. He said, in blessing, barak, I will barak you. I will bless you. I'm going to kneel before you, bow, and proclaim this blessing of my love and adoration over you. There's also times in the Bible where people blessed other people. They baraked each other. And we find this in Genesis 28 verse 1, where Isaac baraks Jacob and he blesses him and charges him not to take a wife from the Canaanites. But then that leaves the third and final way that we can barak, and that is for us to barak the Almighty God, to kneel before Him, adore Him in reverence, using our words, our bodies in this kneeling position, and to barak Him. Look at these beautiful scriptures. In Psalm 41, verse 13, it says, As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. That is us choosing to barak Him, to bless Him with everything within us. And finally, Psalm 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That is a wonderful challenge for us today, to barak the Lord at all times. Not only when we're in church or when we're feeling holy, but to choose in these moments of our day, whether it's in our thought process, but to actually go and kneel before Him and barak Him, to reverence Him as our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Choose to barak Him today, as He is worthy of our praise. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.